Okay, good morning and Shavua Tov, everybody. So we begin Parshas Mishpatim, the Parsha of Torah Shabbat Peh, Ve'la Mishpatim, Asher Tasim Lifnehem. So we have really two beautiful drashas, one of them based on the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nandal, and one of them based on the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Peches, which really develop a kind of a reciprocal duality within this Pasuk. Both are cited by Rashi, developed by the Ramban. The first, Asher Tasim Lifnehem, Asher Tesader, Unkla says that this is the Chovas HaMelamdim, as I like to call it, that, as Rashi quotes so beautifully from the Gemara, with his own twist, that if a Rebbe says, I'm not going to be Matriach myself to explain things properly, I'm just going to teach it by rote, Shnayim Moshlosh HaPamim, they can spit it back, and let's move on, that this is improper. Asher Tasim Lifnayim, that it has to be Misudar Befihem, right? Al Tagam Yim Elamor Lo Miyad, this is part of Ishinant and Levanacha, that, one should aspire to teach towards really sovereign mastery, and this is a great responsibility in terms of the process of Limud HaTorah, and just in Torah in general, that people should have, a hezber panim, as Chazal like to call it, that people should have, a sense of, why this makes sense, as much as possible, as much as we can understand it, on many different levels. That creates an attachment and respect for Torah and a desire to learn more Torah, and that's in one direction, that's from the Rebbe to the Talmud Asher Tasim, Lifnehem. Of course, the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Peches, right? Lifnehem, velo lifnei akum, the Isser Arkos, Rashi says, Miakir Shem Avodazara, Rambam Fevlisi says, Merim Yadu Betaras Moshe Rabbeinu. There's some differences between those two, but we're not going to get into them this very moment. And also, velo lifnei hedyotos. The Ramban points out that even though they're both Yisurei Daraisa, hedyot can't be kofa, you can't use coercion to have people come in front of them, but there is a difference of kiblu alayhu, that, a Jew, two Jews can agree amongst themselves to go before, hediotos, but they can't agree amongst themselves to go to erkos. Obviously there's some exceptions to this in terms of, criminal jurisprudence today, etc. You need a heter erkos from a bezdin, and there are many rules, governing that, but it's an iser chamor. Miakir Shem Avodah Zarah, she says, like I said, Rambam says, Meirim Yad B'Toras Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ramban is quick to point out, the both Dinim Daraisa, Sher Tasim, Lifnehem, Lifnehem Velo Lifnei Arkaos, Lifnehem Velo Lifnei Hediotos, but there's a fundamental difference of Kiblu Alayhu. What I'm interested for now is the kind of duality that I pointed out, right? That there's a responsibility, certainly from the rabbinic establishment to Klal Yisrael, to present Torah in a way that is Misudar, Sher Tasim Lifnehem, to inspire them with the Dinei HaTorah, both in the context of, I think, Limud, as well as the context of Horah. Me'idach Gisa, when you do that, I would say, then there's, much greater likelihood, a much greater responsibility, it's a much greater probability, is a better word for it, that Klal Yisrael will, have a respect for Torah. And then, when there are challenges in terms of finances or dispute, bin tam ladam, bin din ladin, bin nega lenega, devei rivos bisharacha, vikamta ve'alisa, people have a much greater respect for Torah, and the result of that will be, asher tasim lifnehem, velo lifnei erkaos, and also, velo lifnei hediotos, that people will have a great respect for, tzedek, tzedek tirdof, acharei, Rebbe Elazar lelod, Rebbe Kiva lebnei brak, Rabbi Yochanan, Zaka, and Yavne, etc. Halochachar Bezdin Yafa. So it's always kind of a reciprocal obligation. Chachamim have a responsibility to the Am, to present Torah, to Bimar Lehem Panim. And if we do that, then the nation will live up to its responsibility that when they have Divrei Rivos Bisharacha, Asher Tosim Lifnehem, they will come, to the right place. Halochachar Bezdin Yafa, Lo Lifnei Hediotos, not to a lower quality bezdin, certainly lolifnei erkos. And I think this works out very beautifully with the comment that Ramban makes in the first section of Mishpatim, when we talk about the eved nirtza, mahaftias adonias yishtiv espanai lo etzeichav shivi gisho adonav elho elohim, and the Ramban takes the opportunity to write about the idea of elokim elohim, adho elohim yavod devar shnehem, asher yarshiun elohim, yishalim shnayim l'reyehu. He quotes the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Kilola Adam Tishbetu, Kila Hashem Bimachem Midvar Hamishpat, that there's a special, Hashras Hashchina that the Dayanim are Zocha to, when they are doing the right thing, they really are channeling the Hashras Hashchina itself. And that, I think, is a very critical idea. Ve'la Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem, Right, this whole section of the Torah is sandwiched between the two presentations of the Aseres HaDibros, which we received, you know, Eila HaDvarim, Asher Dibir Hashem El Kol Yisrael, directly from Hashem. And when the Chachamim are acting properly as and representing with integrity the Dvar Hashem, so, you know, it's a continuation of that experience. The conjunctive of Ve'eila HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnayim, it's as if we're going to the Elohim themselves, the himself, when we go to the Elohim themselves. And that all has to do with the Dayanim living up to the standards of the Torah, and that in turn, as we said, serves an inspiration for the Am, Haloch Achar Bezdin Yafeh.